An investigation is underway after a video was posted online showing a disoriented woman in a hospital gown outside the University of Maryland Medical Center Midtown campus. Imamu Baraka, who says he's a psychotherapist, posted a video of what appears to be hospital staffers leaving a woman in a gown and socks at a bus stop outside the hospital.
This is disgusting, that they would just leave her unattended on a bus stop, half naked.
It's cold out.
And it's got to be at least 40 degrees, if not cold. It's even colder than that. It's about 30.
At one point in the video, Baraka could be heard challenging the staff that led the woman outside in the cold.
Is there a supervisor available?
I am a supervisor.
So you all are okay with leaving that woman out there like that?
In a statement, the hospital says it shares the shock and disappointment of those seeing the video. The hospital says it's taking the matter very seriously, conducting a thorough review and evaluating the appropriate response. On Mornings with Mikkel Thursday, a caller, who identified himself only as Cortez, says he's an emergency room worker, but not at the hospital in question, but says he's worked with the woman seen in the video. Here's that conversation.
Yes, she has been in psychiatric treatment for months at a time, but again, the hospital can only keep you for so long. We don't have actual mental institutions where these patients can go. It had to come from the nursing staff. It's some reason she could have been put out. She could have been put out because of her behavior. She could have been put out because it got to a point where she refused treatment. Trust me, it happens all the time.
Okay. Now, did I miss it? You said you don't work for the University of Maryland. Is that right? But you work close to it?
He works in the ER.
Okay. You work in the ER. All right. Isn't it against the law for anyone to do what happened? Isn't that against the law?
No, it's not.
It's not against the law to put a sick person out of the hospital in a hospital gown, no shoes, and still bandage.
No. Again, it could have been several reasons why this incident took place.
Okay, so if she wanted to leave the hospital, then that's on her, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it was an instant case where my wife was actually sick. Hospital gave her medication and told her, put her in a wheelchair and took her to the side of the street. We're done with you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So then the issue goes deeper and it deals with the
policy. But basically, that's what we were saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I said that. I understand the security guys are just foot soldiers. They're just following orders. And this is why the hospital made the statement that they made. Mm-hmm. They understand the ramifications of this and the liability aspect that could be following. So when you make a statement like that, it's like, well, you know, we got to try to cover our tracks as best we can. But they know something wrong happened.
If you listen to the hospital statement, pretty much every time the hospital gives a statement, it's always what they want you to hear.
Right.
No, we understand that, but we also are kind of smart enough to read between the lines and understand that they're trying to cover their tracks.
Exactly.
Right.
All right. Cortez, we
thank
you.
Thanks so much, Cortez.
Yeah, we really appreciate you coming back. I mean, coming on to talk to us.
Cortez broke through.
Yes, he did. Today with Dr. K from 3 until 5. You know, please give us a call. Let us know as this story continues to develop. Everybody has experienced a little something. You want to know. You're wondering if it hasn't happened to you. We will have more details throughout the day. Today with Dr. K and at 5 o'clock for Raji for the Culture.
I'm Julius White in the WEAA News Center.